Welcome, beautiful people. Thank you for joining us for Heart First. I am Jess.
My name is Ifoma.
We're so glad to have you with us.
Yay! So today, or this episode, we were like, what do we want to talk about? And as I closed my eyes to center myself, the word patience popped in. So I think that is something that we could totally riff off of because, first of all, it's a big, it's like a continuous lesson in my life. But also, the way our society is set up, it's like, go, 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 do, 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 like nonstop. I mean, look at social media. Like, I don't consider myself an influencer, but like just being in that space of just putting things out there in the world, there is so much hustle. And I've heard so many creators talk about if I stop, then everything stops. Like, they just have this pressure to keep going. And in my life, I'm an air sign. Like, my sun sign is an air sign, although I would love to do an episode and bring an astrologer in one day to go deep in this subject because it's so fascinating to me. But my energy, it can be very like, hurry up and go, let's go do all the things, like very like excited to get the thing done. And patience has been one thing that has continuously, there's a little butterfly like right out my window, and that just made me so happy. Hello, spirit and signs. But patience is something that continuously shows up because I want everything yesterday or the week before. And that's not, that is something that is obviously not possible. Like, maybe, you know, wherever we come from, heaven connected, whatever you want to call it, like energy moves faster. But being a human, things are dense here, things are very slow. And so I don't know. It's just, for me, I guess, I'm curious how people out there who are listening or watching, how you bring yourself back to that patient space and let yourself just be in it versus the mind wanting to frantically move faster. And I think the thing for me is like, I'm just continuously practicing deep breaths and surrender and just trusting that all is well, it'll happen in divine perfect timing. That's exactly what you want to talk about too, isn't it? Like, so I love that little note.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it really relates to the episode that we just put out having to do with aligned action, right? Yep. There is a difference between, of course, big difference, like being excited about something and moving forward and taking that, you know, what feels like a risk, being moving through the fear and going for what you want.
Yep.
Then also not moving from a feeling of obligation or stress or like these societal mass consciousness, all these programs we have running through us because we are affected. I don't want to claim that we are unaffected. We are creating the new matrix. But as a result of our lived experiences and past lives, all this stuff that we are carrying as humans, that we are clearing, like we can be more or less affected. Most of us very affected by this feeling that there's so much we have to do in order to create something when in reality, and I obviously include myself very much in that feeling that you expressed, is trusting and just like our being, the more we can become and embody who we truly are. Like for me, a lot of that is about speaking up and not shying away from confrontation, right? We've talked about, right? universal themes, I think, maybe for our community, right? Or whether it's taking a risk or speaking up or just these fear, the fear that kind of, you know, governs a lot of the way we behave, a lot of most of us. And what am I saying here? But just like finding, knowing the difference between taking aligned action and doing it without a sense of urgency. And Ifoma and I, like we have, you know, we are very similar in many ways and we are very different in other ways. For instance, we were talking about this podcast and how we want to grow it. And we both just know that it is having massive impact for the good for so many people, God willing. And we both have different approaches to this. And it's not like it's easy for her to say to me, based on your perspective and your feeling, what it feels like to you, and vice versa, you know? So it's like, we are respecting like how you are as a human and how you feel at the moment. Because like for instance, I right now, for whatever reason, I have a lot of energy. I'm like, boom, let's go. I'm ready. And that is my personality. And I know, Ifeoma, you also have this. I'm not trying to, just my perspective, but like based on what you're experiencing, it's like, I guess honoring where you are, honoring where other people are, and trying, the more we try and understand each other and come from a place of love, which obviously starts with self-love and trust, and not feeling the urgency, which is so natural to feel when you have these, you know, Ifeoma and I, we have these through Heart First. This is like our baby and we want to grow it. And we're like so excited. So we're like, yes, like we want to reach millions of people and like be on, you know, have the, you know, be on stages and do, make this like this community, right? So we have impatience, and that's like from an excited place, it's great, but without the sense of, oh my God, I'm too late. I'm running after something. I'm like, oh my God, this, you know, no comparison. I thankfully haven't dealt with comparison in a while, but I certainly did in my earlier years. You know, these, it's so natural to get in your head about stuff, just like trusting.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. And it's, well, I'm grateful, one, that you are who you are, and like who I am too, I guess, because it were, yes. The way we communicate with each other and the way that we can hold space for each other, it's not like, like there doesn't feel like there's stickiness, if that makes sense. It's just like trying to understand. And I'm really in a space right now where like I definitely am not as sick as I was. I don't claim sickness at all, but I still know my body, like I'm really just rebuilding my life again. Like I'm rebuilding from this space of being super chronically ill, that like now I'm like, oh my gosh, I can do things again. My old energy of like, go, 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 do all the things. Let's do 12 things at once because I got this. I am really working against who I used to be, because that's still in my head, even though that's not who I am right now. And I'm really doing my best to honor the energy that's presenting it myself. I'm like literally planning an overseas move. Like all of these little factors come in, and then just this awareness of, I don't know, I guess I mean, if you listen to the last episode, this will make sense. But like, I'm really grateful for all of the shit that I've been through. Because had I not gone through that, I think trying to foster patience with how excited we are to move forward in all of our endeavors, Heart First, our personal things, just life in itself. I feel so much excitement for life now that I'm not in that, I'm not on Couch Island anymore. Like I'm not chronically ill like I was. I'm grateful for that contrast, because without that contrast, I don't think I would be in the space of like, let's just breathe into it, because I can only do so much with the energy that I have when there's 50 other things I'm tracking. You know what I mean? So I think we're kind of, you have a lot of stuff that you're doing as well, but I just keep that energy of patience. It's all right here. Don't worry about it. Just keep taking those baby steps, those actionable baby steps forward. And I guess the biggest lesson, even for me, I don't know for, but to be grateful for how much we are moving forward, even if it sometimes feels like it's not enough. Absolutely. But the not enough isn't real, you know, like, and constantly reminding myself, like, it's okay. Totally. It's okay.
Totally. But I think, Ifeoma, what you mentioned about gratitude is immensely important. That's something that you continually, and again, it's not that I'm not grateful. I am grateful, but there are different levels kind of gratitude. I don't even know if that's the right word, but I think your level of gratitude for your health, your understanding of that based on your experience of having, you know, gone through and to be coming through building, as you say, you know, through this period of time where you weren't able to do things. That's something that has got to have opened something within you to have a deeper gratitude for health and for all that you're, for who you are, for how you are. And so I just want to say, I really like that moves me a lot. I appreciate it awakens within me something too, to also be more grateful, which is not, again, not to say I'm not, but like, you know, our own lived experiences, like it's everyone is moving through different stuff, and having patience, believing and knowing that divine timing is real. And like, I feel so grateful that we are, you know, on this endeavor together, because, absolutely, yeah, because we are so complementary. And I'm just like, I'm actually moved because I'm quite emotional. But I am moved by, like, I just want to say, not kudos to us, but like, I love the way I'm moved. You're grateful and I'm moved. I'm moved by our ability to communicate the way we do, because we, yes, are ridiculously similar in many, many ways, but just like, I appreciate the way that we are able to learn from each other and complement each other. And like you teach, like I said, you teach me, and you also, and this goes, this is obviously not just about us, but just an example, when you're in community with someone who, whether it's, you know, friendship, whatever that relationship is, when you are able to 100% be who you are, because so many of us, I mean, who isn't in some relationship, even mildly based on your, you know, stuff that you're healing, like for, I know you and I shared this, some of the childhood stuff differently, but themes of maybe not speaking up or being afraid to, like you've said, you know, people have called you bossy, people have called me shy and sweet, you know, we get kind of these labels and sometimes we attach to them consciously and unconsciously, and then it affects the way we behave in our personal relationships and our business relationships. But when you're able to like be 100 and it's a choice, like it's a choice to be that, even when you, like with us, we're such good friends. And yet still, like when I, you know, we're talking about business stuff, like I mentioned to you, like I sometimes have this like hesitation, like, oh my gosh, am I being too, like, am I too much? Or like, is this going to like hurt your feelings? Or is this going to be like bitchy or whatever? I still have that stuff as, as healed as I am, definitely.
Well, we're always going to be healing from something. So like, that's not, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah. But I appreciate so much that, you know, how open both of us are to wanting to understand each other and to appreciate where each other is at.
It's totally a choice, but also I feel like regardless, like I could be, how do I put this? Like you are exceptional in so many ways, and I do love our bond together, because not only are we making a choice to like show up and be ourselves, but you are just a safe energy, period. Mm-hmm. Like I've told you that before, like you are just a really safe space and safe energy to be around. So it is a choice, yes, but like also some people are just not safe, right? So for anybody out there, like, yeah, we're all making choices, but literally some energies are just not going to mesh, and that's okay. Like I have spent, so like my formative years, I was a bookworm and I only had my siblings and my many cousins as friends, and then the neighborhood kids. And then as I grew up, I had a small like group of friends. And then in my 20s, I had like a lot of girlfriends. And then when I started like mid 20s to third, like on, I had like no friends, you know? So like all of that experience just helped me come back more to myself, I guess, you know? And the gratitude bit, it's like, I have always had this understanding and awareness that nothing is promised even in the next hour, right? Like, so I just feel this immense gratitude that like, I get to wake up every morning, or that I have been waking up every morning, you know? And like, I don't know, hindsight's 2020. It teaches me so many things. I've always been somebody who can see the silver lining in the craziest of situations and scenarios. And then that deep gratitude is just like, nothing is promised, you know? Like I literally live my life like nothing is promised. And that makes me have like such intense gratitude for the moment, for the people in it, for all of the icks and all of everything. Because ultimately it's, had I not gone through my entire lived experience exactly how I've gone through it in this lifetime, I would not be exactly who I am in this space. And the deep love I have for who I am in this space, it just keeps continuing to grow, you know? So it's just like, and look at that, like, big arc of, like, look at all this patience I've had to have to go mm-hmm. through all of these renditions. So even mm-hmm. though it feels like I'm not being patient, I guess I have been have in some been. Ways, you know?
You have,
but
yeah.
I don't know.
And it's, go ahead.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, and patience, I think it's a universal theme, you know, whether it's from the experience you describe or from my experience as a musician for literally almost 20 years, really, 20 years, yeah. And having, knowing your dream, not knowing your dream, things shifting, whatever, just feeling like you're too late, whether it's, oh, you got to get married, you got to have kids, you got to buy property, you got to, like, all this bullshit. And
the timeline.
Absolutely. And what is time? As we often say. Trust, right? Trust your timing. The importance of gratitude, whether it is, you know, gratitude for my cup of coffee, you know, gratitude for beauty. I mean, I just love beautiful thing, beautiful song, beautiful sky, beautiful, like, just
beautiful,
whatever.
Birds and butterflies.
Exactly. Whatever. And it, right. Not just like the internal stuff, but like, well, it's all one. There's no internal, external. It's all the same. Right. But like, yeah, gratitude, the journey, knowing that you're right on time, knowing that there's, as we talked about in the last episode, there's really no true failure, right? It's just a word. It's an experience. And I love
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just our society is just like, man, I mean, there's so much healing that needs to be done. And I do believe it's happening, right? Because mm-hmm. there's more and more people waking up. And it comes down to the root is, or for me, this is what I think the root is like, people are so detached from themselves. Because people, we as humans don't have the patience to sit with ourselves in all of the, like, all of the different phases and different people that we've been throughout our lifetime. We don't have patience to just sit with ourselves through all of the shit and let ourselves work through it, let ourselves mm-hmm. heal it. We oftentimes will look for sources outside of ourselves. Like beauty is great, because I'm also very much like you. I love beauty too. But I think with what I see in the world and society, it's taken to a level that is not, one, sustainable, two, feels wildly unhealthy, and we're equating that with our insides. Yes, it feels great for me to put on makeup and dress up. That feels amazing.
Yeah.
And I know that's not what you mean. I know that's not what you mean at
beauty
all.
Beauty for me is not that, yeah.
Beauty for me also is not like that. But I think just talking about society as a whole mm-hmm. and how sick our society is, right? And like mm-hmm. I'm saying this with love, because I am also part of society. I'm saying this with so much love, but it's needed to be said and it's needed to be heard. There's so much we put into outside external things, when having the patience to sit with ourselves, having the patience to squarely look at ourselves, all of our bumps, our bruises, our judgments of ourselves, that is so deeply important to help to foster that self-love, all of our mistakes, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had mentioned like not being in comparison. That's also something that as a society, a lot of people are comparing themselves to what they're seeing on social media and like all of these things. And like, what I just want to stress so much, because I love humanity and I love all of you so much, is like, just show up as yourself. Just be your authentic self. Have enough patience and love for yourself that you just do it anyways. You show up scared. Like, you don't post the perfect picture on Instagram, or you don't paint the perfect picture, right? You do things because they are an alignment for yourself and your soul. You know, not feel like you have to show up perfect all the time. Because what is perfect? Like, we don't want perfect. We want authentic. We want love. We want imperfect. We want, like, show us the messy, right? Like, that's how we grow. That's how we learn. That's how we foster that deep love for ourselves and the gratitude that we need to help carry us forward. You know, that's important.
Absolutely. I would love us to do actually an episode on beauty and what that is.
Yeah.
In our next episode, maybe. I just want to kind of tie it up. Sorry. Because no. I'm like, we can go off and we can make this an hour easy. And I want to. sorry. I feel like I'm like the disciplinarian here. Because I love
beautiful, though. And this is what's magical, like, about. No, I just have to say this because for me it's important. But this is what's magical about you and I, where like you're very go with the flow too. But the way you are structured and the way that it is so important for me because it's very easy for me to just like float away. I need an answer.
Okay. So thank you. Because really we're doing this podcast because ultimately we do want this podcast to reach millions of people and help really uplift the world. So we'll probably do longer episodes in the future, but we are kind of trying to rein it in just a little bit. And then make it just click on us next week for more. We'll talk about beauty next week. So that's a great idea. There's just one thing I wanted to say as you were talking about, of course, now I barely remember it. Oh, yeah. So people are like impatient, sitting with, you know, in general, don't want to go within. And I also kind of linked with that is like, it's scary. It goes back to fear, I think. Like for people who don't do the work, they don't. For those, there's quite a few people I think right now who are like, they're aware there's a lot of stuff and it really, maybe this is another episode too, but like courage to do the work. Cause not only does it take consistency and patience, but like it takes real courage. There's a lot of pain within a lot of us, within most of us that we haven't processed or dealt with cause we blocked it out for consciously and unconsciously, especially childhood, but even as adults, we block stuff out because, like, you know, the world keeps turning and we've got things to do and bills to pay and children to feed and all these things. It's like, but prioritizing that, which comes back to self-love. Okay, I'm going to cut myself off now. Reading myself in. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone.
We love you so much. As always, email us at heartfirst.podcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We want to know your ideas, your thoughts, everything. So share your love and light with us, please.
And we will catch you super soon. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Singing it like you.